Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. And we're holding Test Zayin Amud Beis, the final two lines, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. You'll recall that in the Mishnah we had a machloikis, how many judges were on the Sanhedrin? According to the Rabbanan, they were 70. According to Behuda, forget. According to Rabbanan, there were 71. According to Behuda, there were 70. Where do we have this? If you go back to Beis Amud Aleph, seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says, Minayin, the Mishnah said, Minayin, the G'doyla Sheishel Shim Li'echot. How do I know that the big Sanhedrin is 71? Shenemar. Seven lines from the bottom. Esrali Shivim Ish Mezikna Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, collect together 70 great judges from Klai Yisrael. Or Moshe Al Gabeit, and add Moshe to the 70. 70 plus 1 is 71. Yudayimer Shivim. Only 70, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not counted towards the Sanhedrin. The obvious question is, what's the basis of the Machloikis? Note that the Tanakhama says, Esfali Shivim Ish Mezikni Yisrael, Moshe Al Gabeim. On to the Gemara now, Tezayinam at Beis. Zokti Moshe Sanhedrin Gdoi Lahoyisa, my time, and the Rabbanim, the Amri, Moshe Al Gabeim. L'choyre, what Rabbi Yehuda says makes a lot of sense. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, collect 70 Zekanim, we're going to make a Sanhedrin, and finished. Who says that you have to go and add Moshe to the 70 to get 71?
Wasn't he known to be sitting in judgment of Israel, and then Jethro came to him and that whole...
What you said is absolutely correct. And what did Jethro suggest to Moshe Rabbeinu? He said, you can't have everybody sit here 24-7 and wait to go and ask you Shilas, and you have to be poshet, not only the Shilas, but also any litigation and any problems, because Moshe Rabbeinu, you also have to have a life, you have to have simcha and nachas, you know, you can't be here all 24-7. So Jethro therefore suggested, we're going to go and make a court system. Mm-hmm. That court system goes from a bezin of 3 to a bezin of 70. All of that is fine. Now the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu, did he go totally in retirement? No, because it says in the pasuk, "Kol hadavar hagadol yavu elecha," or "Kol hadavar hakasha." Anything that's great, big, complicated, difficult, bring to me. So, does that mean Moshe Rabbeinu on his own? Or does that mean Moshe Rabbeinu together with the Sanhedrin of the 70? So, you could have the Sanhedrin of 70 being an independent body, and then if they have any difficult questions and they have to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu would be the perfect intermediary to ask Moshe, maybe you have the answer. And if not, go and ask Hashem Yisborach what the halacha would be under these circumstances.
That doesn't mean he necessarily assumes a position as part of the Sanhedrin.
That's the question. That's the Gemara's question.
But he didn't necessarily relinquish his judging.
No, not at all. No, at all. But the question is, can you have a 70 without him? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds here, you don't need 71. Sanhedrin is 70, like it says in the pasuk, Esfali Shivim Ish Mezikni Yisrael. Period. Who says that you have to have Moshe Rabbeinu now also participating with the 70 on the Sanhedrin panel? And that's what the Gemara is now exploring. Or Moshe Al Gabeyan, where do the Rabbana take this from? It says Yimah Amakra, because it says in the pasuk, Yisyatzvu Shom Imach, that after Moshe Rabbeinu selects the 70, they should stand there with you. So what means with you? Imach. That means they're with you, you're with them, so therefore you have 71 all together. For Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree, it says in the Pasuk, V'yisyatru shom imach, but that's not to tell you vis-a-vis their authority to go and issue piskei din, that they should be a bezin, that they have to have 71, but rather imach means mishum shechina, because of the shechina. What means mishum shechina? So Rashi has two very interesting pshatim here, at the top of the Amud. Pshat number one, says Rashi, is because Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, his Shechina was inside the Ohel Moed, which means inside the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. And what Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu is, although we assembled all the 70 in the environs, in the region of the Mishkan, but not inside, outside the Mishkan. And therefore he's saying, when you collect the 70, they should stand together with you outside the Mishkan, and not come inside. That's the first pshat. Let's look at Rashi at the very top. Imach yamdu michutz le'oil. They should stand there outside the oil moyed. V'lo yavoyu le'oil. They shouldn't enter into the oil moyed mishim shechina, because the shechina is there, and therefore this would be an invasion of privacy, so to speak, of kaviyachol v'der boynei shel olam. So they should stand there outside with you. But there's another pshat, lo shenacher, mishum shchina, shetishra shchina aleihem. I want that all of them should be imbued, all 70, with the shchina. And therefore, v'hutzrach uliyos Moshe imant. Therefore, Moshe Beni, you should stand with them, kidechsev, just like it says by Yahushua, v'yotzalti min aruach asher alecha, and I'm going to put it aleihem. Meaning, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that the great Ruach HaKodesh and Shechina that you have, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to share it with the other 70. Therefore, I want you to stand there, and therefore you're the radiance of the Shechina in you will therefore now spread to the rest of them.
What about Eldad and Medad?
We're going to talk about Eldad and Medad shortly. I'm so happy you raised that, because Yimor is going to talk about it in another few lines.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Anyway, so bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this Imach is exciting, but has nothing to do with the authority of the 70 to issue decisions and to sit as a panel in the absence of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chayyim, what Rabbi Yehuda said, makes a lot of sense. And therefore, Rabbanan, Omer Kro, the Rabbanan say, you know what, Rabbi Yehuda, we agree with you. We acknowledge that Imach does not mean you have to have 71. What it means is, Mishem Shechina, the two reasons that Rashi gave. So rather, Verbon Amakro, but I have another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? That it says in the pasuk that after you go and appoint those 70 judges, Venosu Itcha, that they are going to go and carry the burden of Masa O'am, Felesisa Atolavadecha. If you have the Torah or Shalim number one or Aleph, Virarati V'dibarti Im Choshom, V'yatzalti Min Aruach Asher Alecha. This is what Rashi was quoting a moment ago. I said it was referring to Yeshua. No, it's referring to Taka, these 70. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'yatzalti Min Aruach Asher Alecha. I want to go and share that Ruach that you now contain within you, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'samti Aleim and spread it out to the others. V'nosu Itcha V'masu Om. They're now going to carry that burden together with you. That's how I know it's 71. 70 plus 1. Rabbi Yehuda, Itcha comes to tell you, Bedoimim Lecha. Itcha means that they should be similar to you in which respect, says Rashi, Miyuchasim Umenukim Mimum. Miyuchasim, that they should have a Yichus. We don't mean a Yichus that they are Enoch Lech of the Baal Shem or the Vilna Goyen or something like that, but rather that we mean that we know clearly where these people come from, who their parents are. There's in Chas V'Shalom that there's no cloud over the yichus of these individuals, and that they should be free from mum. Apparently Rashi is referring to a physical mum, that none of them should be Chas V'Shalom blind or
disabled. Just like disabled. The priests?
I don't know, priests make so much.
The Kohanim, they're not allowed to have a mum or...
Oh, okay, those priests, yeah. The Kohanim, you are. I wasn't sure which priest you were referring to. But you're 100% right. The Kohanim, absolutely, if he's a Baal Mum, he cannot do the Avodah. So here, coming back to our Gemara, it's saying that all of the Sanhedrin, they have to have all of their faculties. None of them should have any physical disabilities. So that's what the Itcha comes to tell you. Rabbanan, so how do the Rabbanan know that din? Rabbanan, the Hokel Olecha V'nosu Itach. That's yet another pasuk. Again, that pasuk is not in Bamidbar when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint the 70, but rather this is talking by in the times of, as you said before, Jethro. And what does it say over there? V'shoftu Asa'am L'chaleis V'hoya Kol Adover HaGodoyl Yivu Eilech. I'm going to bring it to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chol Adover HaKotoyin Yishpetu Heim. They're going to take over. V'hokel Me'elech V'nasu Itach, together with you. Now mind you, that pasuk is not talking about the Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin was only appointed at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, which is what, or middle of Sefer Bamidbar, which is what we were just discussing now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, appoint 70 people, select 70 people to make a Sanhedrin. This pasuk is talking in the times of Yisra. If that's the case, Zokta Gemara, so how do I know in the times of the Sanhedrin that you have to add 70 plus 1? According to the Rabbanan, every the Yalta Sanhedrin, Doilam Sanhedrin, Tana, because of the similarity between the two Sanhedrins, both of them are considered to be like the Supreme Court, Lahavdil, the Sanhedrin, Tana, for typical cases of Chas V'Shalom, capital cases, where you have someone being done on one of the Arba Mises Bezdin, or the like, Zimtai, both for before and for the future. So, therefore they have the supreme authority until you have to get up to the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. So we make a heckish one to the other because of the similarities. And just like over there it says, V'halkamelech ha-menosu itach. Itach means together with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Here too, the Sanhedrin is together with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what Rabbanan learned. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't do that to Russia, or he does not makish Sanhedrin Tana, Sanhedrin Doyle, and therefore he doesn't learn one from the other. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now that we know the machloket between the 71 and the 70, we're going to get to what our good friend Ariel was asking about a moment ago. And that is, what about Eldad Umeitad? Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, V'yisharu Shnei Anoshim HaMachne. There were two people that were left behind in the Machne, who the Pasuk afterwards names as Eldad Umeitad. And how did they get left behind? What's going on over here? I mean, if they were supposed to be part of the 70, what are they doing outside? So Yesh Oimrim, the Kalfi, Nishtairu, that they were left behind in the Kalfi, in the lottery box. What does all that mean? We'll see, the Gemara will describe it in great detail. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Esvali Shivim Ishmizikni Yisrael, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go and collect together 70 Zakenim. Omer Moshe, Ketzer Eser, what should I do now? I have to go and choose from among all of the Shvatim, so that the Shvatim should not feel any discrimination. So what should I do? Ever Shisha Mikol Shevet V'Shevet, there are after all 12 tribes. If I'm going to take 6 from each one, 6 times 12 will be 72. Nimtu Shnayim Yisrael, I'll have 2 extra. Hashem said only 70. Ever Chamisha Chamisha, if I only take 5 from Mikol Shevet V'Shevet, 5 times 12 is 60. Nimtu Asara Chaserim, I'll be short 10. So Vosal Chdoton, I have a good answer. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, Ever Shisha Mishevet there, the Chamisha Mishevet there, no, we're not up to the final 8 yet. If I'm going to take 6 from most Shvatim, and 5 from 2 of the Shvatim, so that I'm only having 70, already matal kinah bein ha-shvatim. Then there will be kinah between the Shvatim, that this Shev will say, ha-ha, I have 7 Tayonim on the Supreme Court, lahabdu on the Sanhedrin, you only got 5. So what did he do, l'maisa? Birer shisha shisha, behevi shivin ushnayim piskin. What he did was, he took each Shev and asked them to bring 6 Zakenim. So now we had 72 people altogether. But I'm only taking 70. So you know what, says Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm going to take out 72 piskim. Piskim are tzetelich, small pieces of paper. And I'll shivin on 70 of those pieces of paper, because of Zake. He wrote the word Zake. Ushnayim and Yecholak, and 2 of them he left blank. And now Bolon, he took all of them, mixed them all, v'nosav kalfi, and put them all in that kalfi together. Omalahem, and now he said to the 72, Boyu, come, utlu piskeichem. Everybody should go and take his tzetel, his piece of paper. Komisha, lubi yodi zokin, if you're going to get the good one that says zokin on it. Oh, Omar, kvar kit chushamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu obviously has endowed you that you should be one of the 70. It's not me, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that has chosen you by your picking out the word zokin. Anybody that would get the blank, those two people. Omar, he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu apparently did not choose you to be among the 70. And Ima Esalof says, nothing I can do about it. It's really in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like everything else in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, what happened? So that's what the Gemara is saying, is that the reason why Eldad and Medad were standing outside, it's not that they were standing, but it was Yesh Omen Bekalfi Nishtairu, that remained in the Kalfi. Now what does that mean exactly, remained in the Kalfi? So the Pasuk says, V'heima Baksuvim V'lo Yotsuhu Oyela. Those of you that have the Torah Ora Shalim, Oiz Gimel, or number 3, V'yisharu Shnei Anoshim Amachne, 2 people stayed behind. One of them was Eldad, one was Medad. V'atonach Aldeya Meruach, they also got the benefit of they were imbued and endowed with that ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it says Vehema Baksuvim, and they were in the Ksuvim. What means that they were in the Ksuvim? So that's the pshat now in our Gemara, that these two Eldad and Medad decided not to stand on line to take out their piskin from the Kalfi. Why did they make that decision? Because not that they were shy, but as we'll see in the Gemara, or like brother shy, but as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, because they had a great deal of modesty and humility, and they were sure that the two that they're going to choose from the box are going to be the cholak ones, the blank ones. So they say, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need that. We're, you know, we should be sitting in back of the Bismarish on the last bench, and if there's not enough room, we'll sit under the bench. They conducted themselves with great modesty. So they were sure that they're going to go and get the two cholaks. It's just, what do we have to bother standing in line for? But the truth of the matter is, two others got those piskin that were cholak, that were blank. And they should have gotten the two zokeins. The Heima, the Elder Meidah, Baksivim. It's not that their names were written on the lots, but the piskin, but rather their title of zokein. And zokein, that was written on the two piskin. And those were left, the Heima Baksivim, those were left in the Kalfi because they didn't go and retrieve them and take them. So that's what it means over here, that the Kalfi Nishtayra.
This is very much like the story we get on Shabbos with Shmuel HaKatan, leading the Aliyah with Rabbi Gamliel.
Yes, yes, very nice. Yeah, Shkoyach. Thank you for the nice tushto, for the nice comparison. Kiyotzi Medaber. And now the Gemara says we had a similar situation. Kiyotzi Medaber Ato Oimer. The Gemara doesn't tell us the background, but we all know the background, and Rashi reminds us of the background as well, that at the time of the building of the Mishkan, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to go and take away the chelek avoida from the b'choirim. Rashi refers it to b'choirois. Even today we say the makas b'choirois was really the b'choirim. But regardless. Anyway, so they were supposed to do the avoida, and then what happened was, we took the avoida away from them, and it was transferred to the Levium. But you can't just go and say, oh, I'm transferring it. So the Pasuk says that each one of the B'chayrim, their Kedushas B'char, will be transferred to the Levium. And almost miraculously, if you will, you had exactly 22,000 Levium at the time, as I state in Pasuk, and they had 22,273 B'chayrim. So it's easy to go and transfer, easy, relatively speaking, to go and transfer the Kedusha of 22,000 Bechayrim to the 22,000 Levium. But the problem is, what about the Kedushas Bechar of the remaining 273? How are we going to deal with that Kedusha?
The remainder,
the balance. What do? So the Pasuk tells us, like we do today, you do a Pidyon HaBen. How did you do a Pidyon HaBen? Says the Pasuk, Yitzv Debrata Oimer, Vilakafta Chameshes, Shkolim Lagagoylis. Take five Shkolim for each one of those 273, Alspinjan Aben, like you have in the Torah. Omer Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu had now the same type of quandary that he had vis a vis the 70 Skain. He says, Kates and Eselhem, what should I do? Eselhem Li Yisrael. What should I do with these Bechayim? Im Oimer Loi, if I tell any Bechar that comes to me, Tenli Pidyoinach, give me the five shkolim. Say, v'tzei, Yoim Ali, he's going to tell me, Kvar Pidoani Ben Levi. He said, 22,000 Ben Levis, and I'm one of the 22,000 Bechayrim, and I got my Pidyoin by the transfer of the Kedusha to Levium. Who is going to raise his hand and say, okay, I volunteered to go and give Chamesh shkolim because I'm not going to be Podli Ayadei Ben Levi? Presumably, few of any takers, if any takers. So, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Again, the same thing as we had before. Hey, the Ezra Mishnayim Alofim Piskin. Until now, we only spoke about 72 pieces of Piskin. This is Mishkefelech, right? 70, right? Zokin. How long will it take you? 15 minutes, half an hour, and you got the whole 70. Here, you're talking about 22,000 Piskin. Across the Valayan, each one had said Ben Levi. The Al Shloisha Vishivim Umasoyim Kosavalev, in other words, it wasn't just 22,273 such tetelech. So on 22,000 he wrote Ben Levi. On the other 273 he wrote Chamisha Shekolim. What did he do now with all the 22,273? Bal, and he mixed them all together, and also the Kalfi, put in the Kalfi, and Omalahem. And now he said to all of the Bechayrim, Tulu Piskeichem, go and take your tetel. Mishallah biyode ben Levi, if his tetel said ben Levi, amalek, rapidacha ben Levi, you're off the hook. Mishallah biyode chamesh shkolim amalek, ten ben yode chavetze, you gotta go and pay. So therefore, the Gemara just bring that as a parallel to our elder Meidah, just like over there you had 72, 70 plus 2, Here you have 22,000 plus 273. Very good. Continuing the Gemara and getting back to Eldad and Medad. Reb Shimon Oyin, the Machne Nishtayru. It's not that they were Hema Baksuvim with the beautiful pshat that we gave, that there were two remaining tzetlach in the Kalfi, which said on them Zokin and Zokin, which Eldad and Medad failed to go and pick up and to take for themselves because of their modesty, but rather b'machne nishtayru, and that's what it says in the pasuk: v'heima baksuvim v'lo yotzuhu oyele v'yisnabu b'machne. That they stayed in the machne and didn't join the other 70. Why? Because b'shosh amal le'moshe kodesh baruch le'moshe esmi shum ish amru eldaru meidad ein on ru'uyim lo'ise gedula. Who are we? We're goonish. We should be Sanhedrin. Come on, we're not ro'uy. Amar kodesh baruch. Since you went and showed your wonderful midos of humility and modesty, I'm going to go and give you a present. I'm going to give you even more gedula than the other 70. In which respect? All the other 70 had said, but it wasn't for long. And after that, it finished. Mashma, that it was only a one-time thing during that half hour, hour, that day, whatever. But then they ended. The Hain Misnaba Vulay Pasco. However, the Elder of Medad, they kept on being Misnaba even thereafter. Again, the Gemara doesn't tell us the exact parameters of Vulay Pasco. Does that mean beyond that hour, beyond that day, beyond that week, forever? It doesn't say. But it does say here that they had more nevua than the original 70, and they kept on being misnaba even beyond that. So now the Gemara asks, Uma nevua misnaba, what did they say as part of their prophecy? And the Gemara has three versions, three answers. First, they say, Amru Moshe Meis Yehoshua Machnas Es Yisrael La'aretz. They said, unfortunately, Moshe Beinu is going to pass away in the not too distant future, and Yeshua is going to take over, and he's going to take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. And they said, Ali Slav. What does that mean? Because if you go back to that parsha of the 70, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, appoint the 70 judges? This is not talking at the times of Yisrael. This is in Bamidbar. So right before that it says that the nation was complaining. They were complaining they didn't have enough food. We remember all the wonderful foods that we had back in Mitzrayim, and they had the kishuim and the various things, and the right. And so therefore they were upset. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, and so Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, why do I have this burden on me? That was I pregnant with Klal Yisrael? Did I give birth to Klal Yisrael? And you want me to go and carry them? I'm supposed to go and carry them like a father or mother holding on to a tinoik that needs to be nursed. Have a little rachmunis on me, said Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. You know what? Collect together the 70 Eden and the 70 Skenim, and we're going to go and put from your ruach on them, and therefore they'll be the ones that will assist you with this burden of Klal Yisrael. Now, what's the reason why Hashem responded in that fashion? Because they were complaining that they didn't have enough food, and they didn't have any meat, etc. And shortly thereafter, it says, right in the pasuk, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you know what? We're going to give them this love to go and eat.
So how is appointing 70 spirited individuals going to alleviate the issue of complaining?
Because the first one, anybody wants to speak to the CEO or the chairman of the board, will first say, first go and make a have a meeting with the complaint department, and if they can go and alleviate your complaints and give you the right remedy, then you don't need me. If, however, they're not able to help, then they're going to come to the supreme authority here. They'll come to me, and I will try to alleviate any of their problems. So that was the second thing that they said, Ali Slav. Kodesh Baruch Hu had not yet told everybody that it's soon going to be Slav, so they revealed the secret, so to speak. That was their nevuah. And Rav Nachman Omar Iske Goig Umogoig Hoyu Misnab. They were not talking about what was happening today in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but what's going to happen in the future with Goig Umogoig at the times of Mashiach, and etc., etc. Shenemar, how do I know that they spoke about Goy Gumagog? Shenemar. Not that we have a pasuk in the Chumash about it, but we have a pasuk in Yechezkel. Koyamar Hashem Elokim, Ha'atahu Asher Dibarti Yomim Kadmoinim B'Yad Avodai Nevi'ei Yisrael. Is it about you, referring to Goig, that my B'Yom Kadmoinim, many, many earlier days, meaning the times of Eldad and Medad, that they were Avodai Nevi Yisrael, they were Misnabim, Hanibim B'Yom Mohem, they were the one that said Nevuah in those days. Now the Pasuk says Shonim, but the Gemara is going to quickly change Shonim
into
Shnai. Very good. Lahavi Uzcha Aleim, to go and bring upon them, the Goymer, Al Tikri Shonim Elish Shnaim, the Ezehain, who are the Shnaim, the Vim, Shinisnabdum Perkeachot, Nevuah Achas, and the Oymer, Eldor and Medad. So Eldor and Medad were the ones that predicted, not that they predicted, but they said Nevuah many, many years earlier, they prophesied about Goyg Gomog, Goyg Besoif Hayam. So those were the three.
What was their Nevuah? We know.
The Gemara doesn't tell us. Just they're told that there will be the Mechamez Goyg Gomogog, and presumably that after that, Mashiach will come, or whatever happens, Be'achos Yamim, we should soon see it happening with our own eyes. And the way things look like in the world, Goyg Gomogog could be very, very soon. You never know, with Trump and all the others. And then after that, Aria will give us some political insights about this. In the meantime, we have now three versions of the Nevuah, Moshe Meis and Yeshua Machnes, or Alis Love, or they spoke about Goyg Gomogog. So, getting back to our Gemara at the top, we said the Yishoru Shnei Anoshim Machna, they were Eldad and Medad, and the reason why they didn't go and accompany the other 70 is because of their modesty, their humility, and therefore Hashem gave them this Hoysaf. We're going to see that momentarily. Baruch Hashem, Kamein Ahara, the Elam is alive and kicking and doing.
Then on Friday, when it's like the end of the week and people are on their last, you know.
I mean, okay, good. Monday would even be better.
Sunday. No manic Monday.
Okay, so let's go. Omamah. Kol Nevi'im Kulin Nisnabdu U'Pasku, Vehein Nisnabdu V'Loi Pasku. That was the Hisaf that Hashem gave to them because of their humility. Frey Timar, Minola and the Pasku. How do we know everybody else, their Nevuah ended? Imay Merchseva Yisnabdu V'Loi Yosafu. It says in the Pasuk that they went and said, if you have the Ois number 7 or Zion in your Gemaras, Kodesh Baruch Hu now took some of that ruach from Moshe Rabbeinu and shared it with the other 70. So you're obviously learning from Yisafa means, and they did not continue, like the Lashon of Yisafa. They were not Moshe. That Yisnabu for that moment, for that half hour, for that hour, whatever it is, and then they did not continue to say Nevuah.
Yes. So within those 70, though, there were two people that were not worthy.
Right.
So what would they were also prophesying? I mean,
they just mumbled along. I don't know. You have a good question. I don't know what happened to those.
Maybe they weren't on that high level, but they were, B pluses.
Exactly. Or they got mixed in the multitude, meaning like they just blended in with
them. Moshe picked them. They obviously were somebody of high standard.
No, the most. What do you mean? Someone had to pick the blank.
I know, but Moshe said these are good guys, but they just didn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, so bottom line is we had these 70 and V'lo Yosef, and they said Nevuah just for a temporary period of time, and then they did not continue thereafter. So therefore the word V'lo Yosef means, what Yosef means, not to continue. El Miato, by Har Sinai, it says, again this is Pasuk Ches, or Torah Resholem 8, Es Advarim Ha'ela Dibra Hashem Kol Kehalchem Bohar Mitari Cho Eish, Ha'anan v'harachel koil gado v'lo yosof v'yichtuvei mashnei luches avanem v'yitneim elof. See, this is a description of what was going on in Har Sinai, and it says that there was a koil gado v'lo yosof, and it didn't continue. What do you mean it didn't continue? Are you saying hachanami d'lo yosofu? That Rabbi Yisrael only spoke for 5 seconds and didn't continue on? Ela, what does it mean? Ela k'li pasaku. It means that it didn't end. Koil gado v'lo yosof, that the koil continued on for a lengthy period of time. And perhaps it's even referring to today, because there are Gemaras that say that in the kol yoim yoitzev mi Har Sinai, there's a bas koil that comes out. Unfortunately, I've never been to Har Sinai, and even if I would be there, I would not be zochet to hear that bas koil. but there presumably are people of a high madrega that hear it. So therefore, it's a kol gadol yosef, and it never ends. So oy bazoy. So maybe here the same thing is nisnabu v'lo yosafu. It didn't end. Then they continue saying nivu thereafter too. How do you know it didn't that ended? So kimor al hachaksev. I'll tell you the right the raya. The raya is hachaksev here by the neviim. The other 70 says vayisnabu v'lo yosafu. Vayisnabu literally without the vav yisnabu is a lashon osid. With a vav hamahapech, it becomes over.
Uh-huh.
Here, why the elder maiden says misnabim b'machna. Misnab is a lashon hoive. Adayim misnab moholchen. It continues on. So here, by isnabu means it's in the over in the past. Yet historically, they said nevuah. However, when it comes to the elder maiden, misnab they keep on saying nevuah even beyond that. So we see that therefore they got that hoisafra from a kodesh baruch. If you're saying the first version of Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnas, Hayinu Dechsiv, Adoni Moshe Kloim, that Yeshua got very heated and upset, and he said, Moshe Beinu, Kloim, go and destroy them because of what they're saying. Eleman Gema Hanach Tarti, May Adoni Moshe Kloim. No, they want to talk about this love, they want to talk about Goy Gamogi. No, because who's stopping them? So tomorrow, the reason why Yeshua was upset, the love of Yerechara, the Havalei, any new proclamation should be made by the Rebbe, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't go and without authority start going and saying, oh, we're going to tell you about the Slav, we're going to tell you about the Goy Gomogoy. Who gave the authority to go and talk and to go and share this nevuah?
That was because Moshe had experienced the bush and the quail.
Okay, very good.
I understand, wasn't nevuah meant to be proclaimed and not just simply internalized?
These two were not part of the 70. These were the outskirts. They were off the agenda.
Charts.
Off the charts. Very good. The assumption was that since Moshe Rabbeinu had taken 72, and since these two were left behind, so to speak, they left behind because they themselves left behind. But Yeshua may not have known that. Yeshua just knew they're not part of the 70. So fellas, go home and go back to your daf and go learn or go to work. What are you doing now in saying nevuah for the whole life?
Don't profiteer.
Ooh, okay, very good. So Zogti Gemara, so that's why I understand if they were saying Moshe Meis, that Adonai Moshe Kloin. But why the other two? Because it was like a Talmud Moshe Loch Mephnei Rabbi. Vishlom Amandiyam Hanach Tarti, those other two, Hainu Dechsev Miyite, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Yeshua, Adonai Moshe Kloin, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Halavai, everybody would be Nevi'im. If you look at number 11, V'yom Eloi Moshe, Hamekani Atali, are you being Makano on my behalf? Everybody in Klal Yisrael should be on the Bechina, on the Madrega, the status of a Novi. I would be delighted. Why are you telling me Klai? Okay, so if you're telling me it's the other two, I understand. When he hears from Yeshua, did you hear what Elder Maidan said? That, you know, we have to call the Chevra Kadisha, Moshe Ben, you're about to pass away. So he would say, oh, halavai, everybody would be saying that. Does that make sense? Yeshua didn't say what the prophecy was. In other words, he just said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what these guys are doing? Eldon and Megdod, they're misnabim b'machne and in Kloim. He didn't say what the nevuah was. Since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, he was able to go and say, Meet and everybody should be on that high madrig. Frank, my mic, Kloim.
Eldon and Megdod were top guys, yet they prophesied something that was improper. Or publicized it in an improper manner, so it's sort of a contradiction. You know, what happened here to these two very modest, righteous individuals?
There are many people in this world who are very gifted and very talented, etc. But you have to have the authority. So for the authority to go and be misnabe, Yeshua felt they didn't have that authority. They were not among the 70. Atzaltim and Aruach, and therefore they're just talking on their own, and who gave them the authority to make such...
No, they were number 70 at the end, because they were...
Joshua didn't know it.
No, but they already had decided it there by the Klafi, and so these guys, they take your two...
You can take out the Chumash, or you can look at number 9. It says in the Pasuk, Vayorat Tanar, and Rashi said Vayorat Tanar means Yeshua, Vayagel Moshe, told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Eldor Umeidor Misnabim B'machne. They're not among the 70. They're there on the outskirts of the Machne, and they're saying Nevuah. Who gave the authority to go and say Nevuah? Vayan Yeshua ben Nun Mishoris Moshe Mibchurav Vayoyma. and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoni Moshe Kolayim, let's get rid of these guys. You know, if they didn't have the authority, and you know, they're saying Nevu on their own, maybe the Nevi HaShekah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, these are Emistik and Nevi'im, and don't be Mekana for me. Meet and Kolam Hashem and Nevi'im. Halavai, everybody would be Nevi'im. Hashem should give the Ruach on all of them.
Were they eventually put as part of the Hashivim?
To my knowledge, no.
But, so the other two didn't get it.
I don't know what happened with them. Uh-huh. I don't know their names. I don't know what happened with them, whether they resigned, whether they retired, whether they learned more.
Aged.
Maybe on the job training. Anyway, Freitimar, my kloim, what's the definition of word kloim? Didn't mean to say, let's go and shoot them or put them on the gallows. What he meant to say is, all you have to do is give them responsibilities to be the gabbai in shul and to worry about will you be a familiar on Sunday
work.
Morning, etc.
Busy work.
Tzorchei tzibur doesn't mean busy work. It means go and put
societal responsibilities
on them, and you'll see all the criticism that they're going to get and all the difficulty. And they're going to say, oh, yeah, what's mali the tzor hazois? What do I need this for?
We'll make him president of the shul.
Okay, very good. That's a very fine idea. Now, so Parsha Pshat means behin kol melim, that they will thereby deteriorate and dissipate and leave the world. However, if you look at the top toises, he explains it a little bit differently. Behin kol melim, look toises, pirush, nivuasan kola, dein shchene shoyre mitoich atzvus, ele mitoich simcha. The kloim doesn't mean that these two elder maidah they should die an unnatural death, chas v'shalom, or because of the tzorchei tzibur they should become so depressed and distressed that they're going to go and commit suicide or something similar, they're going to get sick or whatever. No. What it means is they're going to be so distressed that they're not going to be the simcha until this time. Elder maidah were happy, go-lucky types, modest types, but happy people, and a novi to be able to be misnabe, he has to be shoyre mitoich simcha, if they're going to be ba'atzvis. Oy, Yanko's complaining about that, and Baruch's complaining about that, and Shmuel's complaining about that. I'm never going to be able to get out of this morass of all these burdens and all these tzuris.
Depression.
There'll be a permanent depression, right. Therefore they won't be able to go and say Nevo anymore. Back to the Gemara. So we had Vaita in the Mishnah. Until now we spoke about the Sanhedrin of the 70 and the 71, and we spoke about that the origins were the 70 Zkenim. Does Moshe Rabbeinu, do you add Moshe Rabbeinu to the 70 to make it 71 or not? That was the prior discussion. Now we're going to talk about the Sanhedrin Ketana. Those are Sanhedrin Ketanas, means in every single city, in every single Shevet, you had to have a Bezin of 23. Mm-hmm. What did the 23 adjudicate? Typically anything involving Chas V'Shalom Misa. Someone that was accused of violating one of the laws of the Heilige Torah, that he would get one of the Arba Mises Bezin, he had to go and face 23 rabbis on this tribune. Now, how do you get to 23? So the Gemara conveniently leaves out the 20, meaning of the 23, 10 we know because it says Vishavtu O'eda, and another 10 we know because it says Vitzilu O'eda, and Eda Pochis, Ein Eda Pochis Miasora, we learned that from to Meraglim, because the Rebbe got angry and said, "Ad Masel Eido Haro Hazoyis." How many Meraglim were there altogether?
12.
We have to go and subtract two for Yeshua and Kalev, so we're down to 10. Oh, so we see that Eida is 10. So if you have Shavto Eida is 10, Vitzilu Eida is 10 is 20. Okay, but how do you get to 23? Menai Lahavi Oich Loisha. So our Mishnah said it's very simple because they have two psukim. In fact, why don't we just take a quick look back at the Mishnah Beis Amid Aleph? That will help us understand the additional three. We go down to, now we're at six lines from the bottom of the Amid. Six lines from the bottom of the Amid. How do I know this? And Hedrik Tano, Shehi Shal Esther Mushloi, Shishinema, Vishavtu Eida, Vitzilu Eida. Eida Shoifetes, you have to have 10 who are going to be Shofet, who are going to decide. Eida Matzels, and you have to have 10 to be Matzel, to try to save them. Harry can ask him, 10 plus 10 is 20. You're going to ask me, how do you know that Eda means 10? That's by the Meraglim, and there were 12 Meraglim. Yotzi Yeshuva Kalev, and therefore you got 10. 10 and 10 is 20. That's where our Gemara is now. How do you know you make 23? Oh, says you want Masha Shenema, because having the Pasik. do not go after a majority, chas v'sholem, to do bad. To do bad means to inflict, chas v'sholem, an onesh on someone. Ah, so shemei ani, she'eya imohem litoiva. Although we cannot have a roiv for ro'ois, we could have a roiv for purposes of toiva, for acquitting the person that has been charged with whatever capital crime. Imkein lomenem achri ram lahatois. So if you're telling me, loisiya achri ram l'rois, but you're allowed to go achri rabim lahatois. Don't I have a stira? The same pasuk says, don't go after the roiv, the majority l'rois, but it says, achri ram lahatois. So what does that mean? When we're talking about following the majority, there's a difference between you're acquitting or chas v'sholem, you're condemning and punishing this person. To be matal l'toiv, you only need a majority of one. So for instance, since we're talking now here about a beis din initially of 20, you have to have eida and eida, and now you're having hatayoscha of one, so we're going to go and add to that another two. How is that going to help us in having two? So Timora, Hatiyos l'toiva al pi echad, Hatiyos l'roa al pi shnai. For Hatoyu l'toiva, all you have to have is a majority of one. So for instance, if you had now 12 against 10, now you have a Hatiyos l'toiva, you have in fact two. You have two if chas v'sholem something is bad, or you have two if something is good. You have a majority of two. However, we have a rule, the Ein Bez in Shokel. You can't have a Bez in exactly even numbered. It has to be a number which is an odd number. So instead of 22, we're going to make it now, Harikan, Esam Mishloish, you're going to have 23 altogether.
So taking this into account, how come one of the Mandamrim said 70? We learned that it always has to be uneven in order to...
Continue on.
Meaning that, didn't we learn earlier on this daf that there was a machlokus, whether it was 70 or 71? So we just learned that in order to be,
What you're saying is beautiful, beautiful. Ariel, you're cooking with gas, because it's Friday. Anyway, so on Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara already addressed this, and the Gemara said at that time that Rabbi Yehuda respectfully disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could have a situation of Beis Din Shokel. He does not agree with our Mishnah. He argues with our Mishnah. Where does he argue? In the case of the Shittim. And the one, in fact, talked about what is a Behuda hold by a regular Beis Din. Does he hold regular Beis Din has the same din, that it can be a Beis Din Shokel, it can be an even numbered, or does he hold by a regular Beis Din that it has to be odd numbered? So you'll go back to Gimel Amid Beis, and we might discuss it at that time. It's not that you forgot, we didn't have the benefit of your participation at the time. It's a very odd thing, yeah. So let's try to get even, and let's try to figure out the answer to all of this.
We want to be odd.
We want to be odd, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So now, we have 23. If you have a Beis Din, for instance, of 12 that has decided to acquit, 11 that decide that he's guilty, 12 against 11, we have a majority of 1, said our Mishnah, that's enough to be acquitted. Because for acquitting, for a quittal, you only need a majority of 1. 12 against 11. But now we're talking about the case of Chas v'Sholem finding and punishing him. If it's only going to be 12 against 11, that's not going to be enough. You have to have 2 more. So now if we're going to have 23 for Eitimara, how are you ever going to have 2 more? So you're going to have L'choyra, if you're going to say you're going to have 22, you're going to have 12 against 11, that's only 1. So you're going to say 13 against 10, so that would be a majority of 3. That won't be a majority of 2. So when are we ever going to find this majority of 2 to which the Mishnah alludes to? Azoy Frey gets the Gemara. So let me get into the Gemara. Minay lohavi oy shleisha. Soif soif, says the Gemara. We're now back on Yitzayin Amid Aleph. The third line, 3. Soif soif l'ro al pishnayim l'mishkachas la. You said in the Mishnah, loisiya achri rabim l'rois, but achri rabim l'hatois, that you could go achri rabim l'rois if you have a majority of 2. You're never going to have 2. I achad osar mizakin, ushneim osar mechayivin, if you have a vote of 12 against 11, where 12 have found him guilty, akatichadu, that's only 1. You're saying that's not enough. Elamai I asar mizakin, ushloisha osar mechayivin, 13 against 10, plus out, and then you're going to have a difference of 3. So what are we going to do? How are you ever going to have a majority of 2? Amr bavo, I'll tell you. Yatamoitzi elu b'maisifin, the divrei ha'koil, in a case of Moisifin. What means Moisifin? So Rashi tells us that in Miyat Shem, when you get to Daf Mem, which is going to be in another 3 weeks in Miyat Shem, the Gemara is going to say over there, what happens if you have a bezin, for instance, of 3? What happens if you have a bezin? Oh, Rashi talks about a bezin of 23. Okay. You have a bezin of 23. Of the 23, 11 decide, yeah, he should be acquitted. 11 decide, no, he should get punished. And one person says, Gzuntait, eini yodea. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. Then why doesn't he know? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, because in his head he's thinking, according to Chassam Sofer, he should be acquitted. According to Bikiva Eger, he should be free. According to Noida Behuda, he should be acquitted. According to Ramoyche, and Igor's Moyche, and he keeps on going back and forth. There's so many poskim and so many different days, I don't know how to decide. So therefore, he basically absents himself. So what are we going to do now? We have 11 and 11. Says the Mishnah right. in Daf Mem, that you're Moisif and Shnai, you always add two more. When you add two more, until now we had 23. We subtracted one because he absented himself. We're down to 22. We're going to be Moisif two more, and we're going to have 24. So when you start off a Bezin, it has to be a Bezin Nota and not a Bezin Shokul. But under these circumstances, where I have no choice, why don't I have a choice? Because one person is absenting himself by not deciding. You add two. And what happens if those two cannot decide, or if they split 50-50? You add two more. What happens if those two split 50-50? In other words, we started off 11-11, and now we're 12-12. And now we're 13-13, and now 14-14. So the Martin is going to tell us in Yachim a little bit later, you add until you reach 70 or 71, each one according to their Shita. So you either add 47 more or 48 more. 48 would be 24 more pairs each time. At 47, you'd have 23 pairs. And finally, you'd add one more at the end, because you cannot have that the Bezdin of the 23 should be larger than the Sanhedrin of the 70 or 71. So since you keep on adding 2, 2, 2, 2, so eventually the assumption is that two of them are going to go and vote on one way or the other. So let's assume that they're going to be Chas v'Shalom Mechayiv. So at that point, we will have now L'mushal 14 against 12. Starting off at the very beginning, we had our 23. Take off 1 because he absented himself. So now we have 11 against 11. Add 2 more. If 2 are going to both be Mechayiv, then I'll have 13 against 11. And therefore I'll have my majority of 2. So that's what the Gemara is answering. That is by Esen Hedrick Tana. Or we could be talking about Rabbi Yehuda, which is what you just told us about the Mandiyam that holds 70. So in a case of 70, you'll never have a problem of finding a majority of 2. Because then you could have, for instance, you could have 36 against 34. 36 and 34 is 70, so you have a majority of 2. Because Rabbi Yehuda Taka does not subscribe by a Sanhedrin that you have to have a Bezin which is Nota. He holds you can have a Bezin which is Shokel. That although normally, other than Rabbi Yehuda, we hold you can have a bezin shokel. You have to have an odd number of dayanim, not an even number of dayanim. However, when you're being moisif, then you can have a bezin shokel lichatchila, no problems. So you started with your 22, and you add 2 is 24, and another 2 is 26, and 28. That's what the Bavo tells. The Bavo is an Amoira. Feitimar Pshita. No, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. You keep on adding 2, 2, and 2. So I don't need a Bavo to tell me that. I can figure that out on my own. So to my mouth, to say, Maidi Kama in Yudea. Kimandi Isay Dami. I would think that that 23rd person who said, I'm not sure, I don't really know how to decide, and therefore, Kimandi Isay Dami, he's still in the room, so to speak. Via Omer Milza Shaminalei. And now if he offers his advice and says, you know what, I'm thinking about it more, maybe we should rely more on the Tshuvas Chum Sofer than a Tshuvas Rabbi Ke'eger. Maybe we should do it that way. Kamash Malon. So that's what Rabavo is telling us. The Haidik Omer Eni Yedea Kimanda Lesedami. It's as if he has now lost his voice. We do not, his halachic voice, we don't listen to him anymore for this din Torah. The Omer Taima Leishamin Elei. If he wants to start giving svaris and ideas and proposals, Mr., by the fact that you said a minute ago or yesterday, any idea, you are no longer qualified to be a dayan on this panel, and we keep on adding 2, 2, 2, 2, even though it's been the bezin shokel. Amar of Kana, Sanhedrin Shiro'u Kulan L'Choyven. This is something which is amazing. If the entire Sanhedrin, all 23, all said in unison, this person deserves Chas V'Sholem Misa, Poitrin Oisai, he gets acquitted. Wow. Now, can you imagine?
That's great.
My time, but what's the reason why? Kivin de Gemiri, Halona Sedin Lemebed Leis Chusa, Vahani Su Loi Chosale. The halacha is Kivin de Gemiri. Gemiri means that they already came up with their Gemar, with their Psak. They are ready all to come out at 5 in the afternoon and say, Rabbi, we've thought about it, we've negotiated, we've discussed it, and it's unanimous. We are all agreed, 23 of us, to go and give him Chas V'Sholem Misa. What happens under those circumstances? It's not only when you have a unanimous verdict, even if you just have a majority verdict. This is not a verdict that has been expressed publicly. This is within the rabbinic tribunal. They've already discussed among themselves, and they've said we have 15 votes to punish and 8 votes to acquit. Clearly he's going to be punished, 15 to 8. What's halacha? Halon is din. You have a requirement not to conclude the proceedings today, but rather let's sleep on it. We tell everybody, go home, think about this further, maybe you'll change your mind overnight, and you never know. Maybe you'll have a dream and a prophet will come down to you, etc., etc. Maybe overnight, I forgot a shach or a taz there in the middle of Shulchan Aruch. You look it up. Ooh, gerecht, yeah. So the din of halonis din is a requirement. Anytime that we find that the bezin is noted to chas v'sholem issue its verdict, that the person is guilty. In this case, Vahani, when all 23 have agreed unanimously that this person should be punished, Sule Chazile. Nobody overnight is going to have second thoughts, because they say, everybody in the panel held that way. You know, this is not anything which is, if it's 13 to 10, 15 to 8, okay, maybe 8 to Taka right, maybe the 10 are right, you know. Let me think about it some more. Give them the Halonis Day. But if it's everybody, nobody's going to have second thoughts. They're going to say, I'd rather study tomorrow's daf, so I should know it perfectly. Anyway, so Kamash Malon. Yes, sir.
I think you want to explain to us, there's another opinion that Pachas Miad means you kill him immediately. It's not that you let him go, but you if it's so obvious, then actually you would be done with him.
That is perhaps what I saw in earlier, the last Machzor. And maybe I didn't see it this time. I certainly didn't see it this time. But that's not how Rashi is learning over here. If you look at Rashi, Kivin de Gemiri, about 10 lines from the bottom, the boy halon is din, the perek hoye boykin, shem loy motzu lo ischus, yem risha malin and oisoy lem machras, shem yim tzu lehem tam ischus. In this case, they're not going to find any schusim, so poitun oisoy. What do you have in poitun oisoy in English? Can I borrow your Gemara for a moment?
Definitely.
Okay. Let's see what it says. Okay. Here I'm looking at the official English of the art scroll. It says, Poitin Oisai, he is acquitted. What's the reason why he's acquitted? My taima, kivin de gemiri. Since, if and when there is a vote and they have decided
unanimous.
Internally, not unanimously yet, but they've decided internally based on a majority to convict, we have to have overnight delay, so that they should be able to find a basis to acquit. Bahani, but these judges who already have voted unanimously, Sule Chosele, they're not going to consider any basis for acquittal. Now let's see, what does he say in the footnote number 33? Rashi. Okay. He brings over here, look at Yad Rama, see also Magolia Sayam and Meiri, who advance various explanations of this law. So it sounds like that they agree with the law, it's just they have different reasons for it. Anyway, if we find a different view, Blineder, I will share it with you. But the Pashup Shad and Nigmar is Poitunai, so we patter and we say, you are acquitted, you go home. Getting back to the Gemara, thank you for sharing the Gemara with me. So, Gemara Baiter, Om Rabbi Yochanan,
Vazakti. Very quickly, so you start with a Beis Din of 20. We added.
In our Mishnah.
And then we added.
Three more.
We initially wanted two, but we need to do three because we didn't want to base in Shakum.
Then Shakum.
And then, if you just review these. So then one guy is.
Okay, so it's 23.
Yeah.
Now the question is, since we're saying in our Mishnah that to go mimachayev, to punish someone, you have to have a majority of two. How are you ever going to have a majority of two? Because if you have 23 altogether, so let's assume you have 12 against 11, that's a majority of one. Or you're going to have 13 against 10, that's a majority of three. 14 against 9, majority of, etc. So we're never going to have two. So I'll find you a hechetimtza. Number one, the easy one, which was what Ariel was saying before. If you're talking Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda by a Sanhedrin of 70, right. Okay. So what do you do? Then you have easy. It's 36 to 34. You have a majority of two. Right. But what do you do, not Rabbi Yehuda? And let's talk about a Vez in a Sanhedrin of 23. So if you have a situation where you have 11 against 11, 11 say Machayev, 11 say Zakai, and one person says, I don't know, I'm not sure. So that person then is asked to kindly excuse himself. Doesn't mean he can't sit in the back of the room. Yep, but he's no longer on the rabbinic tribunal. So now our Bezin only has 22. And the Mishnah Daf Mem says, keep on adding two and two and two until we finally get a clear psak. So we start off now with 11, 11. We add now two. So now it's a Bezin of 24. If both of those individuals either say L'chayiv or L'zakois, then we're going to have a case of 13 against 11, right? We started off with 11, 11 is 22. Now we have two more. If both of them go either to the right or to the left, either L'zakois or L'chayiv, so now we're going to have 13 against 11. So if it's Chas V'Shalom L'chayiv, we'll have now a majority of two. If it's L'zakois, then even better. Not just have a majority of one, we're going to have a majority of two.
Okay. This works only because we allow someone to recuse himself or not to.
Now we don't allow him to if he decides. We're saying, under those circumstances, you would find what the Torah requires, a majority of two. Under normal circumstances, it'll either be a majority of one or three. In those circumstances, you have a majority of two. Freik Dimar. Om Nish Freik Dimar. Zok Dimar. Om Rabbi Yochanan. To be qualified to be on the Bezdin, not only do you have to be, of course, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, when you're talking about the Sanhedrin, a Moshim Sanhedrin Ella Bali Koima, who went in Bali Koima, says Rashi, people that look very distinguished. Mm-hmm. Why? Says Rashi, a Mosan Mutelis Ala Briais. So that when you look at them, you get a slight degree of trepidation. It's not so much fear as much as reverence. Oh, it really looks a shining patriarchal rabbi, not just
he's not John Fetterman.
Okay. Anyway, and Bali Koima, Ubali Chochma, of course, to be on a bezin, you have to have Chochma, Ubali Mara, right? She says Bali Koima, Bali Mara goes together. They should look distinguished, so people should have reverence. Ubali Zikna, Zikna means Zeshekana Chochma, Ubali Kshofim, that sounds very strange, Bali Kshofim. They have to know Kishif. Kishif means black magic. Not the tossing type. You have to know sorcery. So why do they have to know sorcery for? Says Rashi, very, very simple. Because what happens if you have a machshef or machashef or machshefa, says the Pasuk, machashefa loy sechaya. Someone that engages in sorcery, Chas V'Shalom, does not live. In other words, he or she also gets Misa's best. Okay, if that person is going to get Misa, and they're going to come in front of the best, and the best is going to decide, yes, you're confirmed mechashim, mechashefa, you got asra, there were edim, you go lemisa. What happens if now they do a kishif on the bezdin to prevent the bezdin from exercising and punishing them with a misa? So they have to know enough kishif to be able to
repel
and to disravel or unravel or whatever, any spell that they might put on them. So that's the reason why they have to know that kishif.
It said he had to be Bali Koma. Moshe Feinstein was not to be a person of high, so he would not be qualified to be on.
According to this, Lechayda would be problematic.
Distinguished if he ever was in his presence.
Mm-hmm. That's true too. Though he was not, so Coleman doesn't necessarily mean physical, although Pasha means physical. As you hear from Shelley, you can look very, very distinguished, even if you're shorter. Okay, continue.
John Fetterman is very, very tall. Uh-huh. So what are you going to do with that?
The Yoidim Ba'ayin Lashon, also the Anshe Sanhedrin have to know all 70 Lashonis. Why? Because if the people that are testifying speak only French or speak only Greek, and then some of the Sanhedrin will say, that sounds Greek to me, so they're not going to understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. So they have to hear from the Meturgeman, that is the translator. Says Rashi, it'll be Eid Mipi Eid. And you have to hear testimony directly from...
To get lost in translation?
Exactly. Okay. Right. That's the reason why Eid is no good. You have to hear it from the Eidim themselves. So like all 70. But Miet Shemusi and the Amid Beis, that Rav's going to hold you don't need all 70, only 3 or 4. We'll see in the Mishnah in a moment. Rav says you have to find a person who's such a Talmud Chacham that he could go and be Matar as a Sheretz. Now we know that every dead, when we say Sheretzim, we don't mean any cockroach or anything, a water bug. Although in popular nomenclature that might refer to it as a Sheretz. But the Sheretz is referring to the Shmoyne Sheretzim, which are listed in the Torah. And the Achbar, and the Hauta'a, and the Tinshames, there are 8 which are listed in the Torah. So now, to be a member of a Sanhedrin, you have to be such a Talmud Chacham that you could be Metar Zesharetz. Of course, you cannot, because the Torah says these 8 are Metami. But you have to be such a Chacham that you could have, by using your own wisdom and knowledge, be Metar Zesharetz Minatayim. How is that? Amar Rav, I'll give you an example. And the Odubatarano, I'll give you an example of how to do it. Uman Nochosh. Nochosh, of course, is a snake. Now, we commonly think to ourselves that any dead, whether Chas V'Shalom, it's an individual who is a mess, or any dead animal, which is an Avela, or any dead Sheretz is a dead Sheretz, that everything is Matami. But that's not true. The only thing that's Matami among the animal kingdom are regular animals. Masha'inkin and Nochosh is not an animal, it's a reptile. And the only reptiles that are Matami, if you happen to be a reptile, which is among the Shmoyne Sheretzim, and Nochosh is not among the Shmoyne Sheretzim. So therefore, if you were to go and touch a dead snake, number one, congratulations, better than touching a live snake, or rather touch a dead snake, but you do not become Tamei by touching a dead snake. And now the Gemara says, Uman Nochosh, Shememis, Umar Betumah. And Nochosh, as we know, a poisonous snake, unfortunately, is Memis, both human beings and Lahavdal Ulza animals, and therefore it's Memis, it's a dangerous instrumentality, this Nochosh, and as a result of being Memis, Umar Betuma, it brings much more Tuma to this world, either the Mes Rachman Litzlan, or the dead animal that brings in Tuma. But nevertheless, the Nochosh itself is Tahar. Nochosh, even if the Nochosh is dead, it's Tahar, it doesn't create any Tuma. Sheretz, Sheinu Memis, Umar Betuma. The Shmoyne Sheretzim that we're talking about, whether it's talking about the Hatoh, which is a lizard, or you have a snail, or you have an Achbar, which people say is either a mouse or a rat or one of those things, those are not Memis. They're not Mar Betuma. So in Adin Sheitar, the Chavara, they should be Tahar. And therefore, says Rav, based on the famous Kal V'Chomer, I can go and be Matayr Ul Shratim. You have to have that type of encyclopedic knowledge and good, sound logic to be a member of the Sanhedrin.
But isn't Shratim the calves in Israel?
Shratim, calves in Israel, basically. Zukti Mara, V'lohi, Ablamaitza Senishtazai, meaning that this Kal V'Chomer that Rav is bringing is really not true, because otherwise, why on the Shmoyne Sheretzim Tar? Because Midah Dehava Koitz Ba'alma. The reason why Hashem said that the Shmoyne Sheretzim are Tamei has nothing to do with their ability to go and be maimis, to go and kill others. For instance, if you have a koitz is a thorn. If a thorn, Chas V'Shalom, goes into somebody's throat, Rachman Litzlan, it can go and kill someone. And if it kills someone or kills an animal, it's Mar V'Tumah. Did anybody suggest that a koitz is Tamei? A koitz is a pshute kli eitz is not mekabel tuma, and it doesn't transmit tuma. It's got to have a kli kibble. That being the case, just like a koitz, even though it could cause misa and could cause tuma, but it itself is tar. Same thing with a nachash. So it has nothing to do with the ability to be mainless or not, and that's why this kal v'chomer falls away. What the Gemara is saying is, you want to have a city that has a Sanhedrin. Since we said in the Amud Aleph, the Bali Sanhedrin, they have to know Shivim L'Shaynis, Rav doesn't require all of the 70 to know Shivim L'Shaynis, but it's got to be at least 2.5 that know Shivim L'Shaynis. What do I mean 2.5? 2 that know Ledaber, that they can go and speak back and forth the other 70 languages. The Echol Lishmoya, one of them who cannot speak it, but he understands it. In other words, when somebody greets him in French, in Spanish, in Greek, or whatever, he cannot respond. Maybe the to, I guess he can say good morning, he can say bonjour, that he knows. But when the person is telling him a whole French pshatl, I understood what he said, but I cannot go and respond to what he said. So Sakti Yomara called Ir She'im Boshnayim Lidaber, the two that know it fluently to speak, V'yachalishmoyin, one at least understands, Eimoshim B'Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin are all locals, and you have to have at least three that know the 70 L'Shayis. U'Bebeitar, Havashloish, and Beit HaTakah, there were three that knew all 70 L'Shayis. And B'Yavna, we had Arbo, we had four. Who are those four? Reblez Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, V'Shimon HaTimni, who is done Lefneim Bekarka. Rashi already points out, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that the reason why the other three got the title Reb, Reb Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Kiva, and we don't have Reb Shimon HaTimni, the reason is because he was a Talmid, and he did not yet get Smicha until later in life. So at that point, that's why he was done with Neim Bekarka. He didn't sit up on a bench or on a seat, but he was on the Karka, because he was a Talmid speaking before his Rebbeim. But nevertheless, he knew the 70 L'Shoinis. So therefore, that's why in Yavdan they had four, three, Reb Lez, Reb Shur, Reb Kiva, and Shimon HaTimni, who was the fourth one as well. The reason why I say Timni and not Timani is because Rashi in Masechtas Tanis, when it defines Shimon HaTimni, says Mitimna Hoya. It doesn't say Mitaimon, but Timna. So to distinguish between one and the other, he's called Shimon HaTimni. Freitimar, Meisvei, Shlishis Chachma, Revias Ein Lamala, Ein Lamala Heimena. In the Raisa, it says that you have to have at least three. If you have three that speak B'Shim Lashoin, that is Chochma, Rashi says, Chochma Ukshera, that is a kosher bezdin, and they're authorized to go and be done. But Revias, if you had four, oh, that's even better. But you just said now, according to Rav, you don't need three. Even two and a half is enough. Even you don't have three that are medabrin. Two are medaber and one is lishmoya. That's sufficient. But here it's a shlisha, the three have to be medabrim, says Rashi. It's shver and Rav. Everything who do ki aitana, the sign you said in the braisa, Shnia Chochma, Shlishis Ein Lamala Himena. You don't even need three of the Dayanim. You only need two of the Dayanim that know how to speak the language, all 70 languages. And if you have three, oh, that's the best. Ein Lamala Himena, that's really great. Okay, so now, over here we're going to take, if you will, kind of a pause in the discussion of our Mishnah. And we're going to refer to popular expressions that you find from time to time in Gemaras or in Midrashim, where it's somewhat vague as to who is speaking, and the Gemara is now going to reveal the identities of all of those undisclosed individuals. The reason why we're doing it is because we're going to come back shortly to Shimon HaTimni, as you'll see in another moment. So, if you were to find in the Gemara, Lemeidin Lefnei Chachamim said A, B, C, or X, Y, Z. You know who those Lemeidin Lefnei Chacham? That's Levi, who is talking and learning in front of Rebbe. He's the Lemeidin Lefnei Chacham. Levi was a Talmud of Rebbe. If you find in the Gemara, Donim Lefnei Chachamim, that's Shimon ben Azai, V'Shimon ben Zoyma, V'Chonan HaMitzri, V'Chananya ben Chachinoi. Notice that we have four names here. Two Shimons, Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyma. And then we have Chonan Mitzri, Chananya ben Chachinoi. Four. So when you see in the Gemara, Donim Lefnei Chacham, it means these four. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni Chamisha. No, not four. There are five. You have Shimon, v'Shimon, Chonan v'Chananya. Two of the Shimons we already had: Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyma. The Chonan Chananya is Chonan Mitzri, and Chananya ben Chachinoi. Who's the additional Shimon? Oh, that's the Shimon HaTimni. Notice that all five of them, the Gemara leaves out Reb because they were all young at the time when they've done Lefnei Chachamim. They were presumably all sitting on the Karka, like the Gemara said before, by Shimon HaTimni. And that's why we bring this to show you, Shimon HaTimni was Taka, Dan Lefnei Chachamim, and he was together with the other four, Dan Lefnei Chachamim.
Why is it they're all sitting on the ground?
To show that they had not been elevated yet. They were still Talmidim, and those that were the Dayanim, the Darshanim, the Rebbes, they sat on a stool, they sat on a bench, they sat higher than all the rest. Okay, Rabbi Seinish Shem Bavel, when you see in the Gemara Rabbi Seinish Shem Bavel, that's referring to Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Seinish Shem Eretz Yisrael, referring to Reb Abba. When you find Dayani Goyla, that's referring to Karna. Now this Gemara on the surface is a little bit difficult, because we find Reshbam back in Bava Basra, we found three times where the Gemara refers to Dayani Goyla, and each time the Reshbam said that Karna Vishmuel, like it says here in Masechta Sanhedrin. But our Gemara doesn't say Karna B'Shamu, it just says Karna. So apparently the Rishbam had a different girsa, and he had that the Yoni Goyim is referring to both Karna and Shmuel. If you want to look a little bit more into this, you have in the Masoret HaShas, you have Vav, six or seven lines into the Masoret HaShas, here in the left-hand margin. See, Masoret HaShas.
Yes.
Over here. Show our good friend Amir.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. You go about six, seven lines into it. It says Vav, Bevav Batra.
On here.
Okay. You see, it says Vav, Bevav Batra, Ayin, Kuf, and Kuf Zayin. Ubechol Mekoymes Alolu. You look up those three spots where each time it refers to Dayani Goyla. Peter Shereshbam, Dayani Goyla, Shmuel Vekarna. Ubechain Borur. It's clear from those three places. The Goras Harejbam Besugya Dehocha Hochi Hava. What was his Gersa? The Yani Goyla Shmuel VeKarna. So even though our Gemara only says Karna, we see the Rishbam had a different Gersa Masechta Bava Basra three times. He says the Yani Goyla means Karna and Shmuel. And we continue on. The Yani Deret Yisrael. Who was that? That was Ami Rabasi. The Yani Bumadi says Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. The Yani Neir Dor of Adar Bar Minyumi. Sabi de Sura, the elders of Sura, that was Rav Huna of Rav Chizda. Sabi de Bumadisa, the elders of Bumadisa, that's Rav Yehuda of Rav Eina. Charifa de Bumadisa, Charifa means that they were very sharp. Of Bumadisa, that was Eifa Vavimi, Bnei Rachba. Two brothers, sons of Rachba, Eifa and Avimi. Amiroi de Bumadisa, that was Rabba of Rav Yosef. Amiroi de Nerdoi, that was Rav Choma. Nahar Beloi Masni, that's Rami Bar Berebi. Har Gemara says Bar Berebi. Once again, if you look at the Masoret HaShas in Yud, he says there's another girsa, not Bar Berebi, but Bar Bruchi. And he says, if you look on Rashi, in Bayan Dav Ches, Nehar Beloi Amri, he says, in the Sanhedrin Mefurish, that it's Bruchi. So you see there's another girsa here as well, not Rami Bar Berebi, but Rami Bar Bruchi. Then if it says anymore, Amri Beirav, they say in the Bismedish of Rav, who is that? That's Rav Huna. Afraid you might have a problem with that. Rav Rav Huna, Amri Beirav, we find that the Gemara sometimes says, Rav Huna says that they said in the Besmedish the following. So Rav Huna is quoting himself. That would be very strange. It would be like, Amr Rav Huna. That doesn't make sense. Ella Rav Hamnuna. Instead, say Amri Beirav means Rav Hamnuna. That's the Poshe Pshat. The Tosis quotes a Rashi in Yevamis, where Rashi in Yevamis says, not that the Gemara is saying, Amri Beirav does not mean Rav Huna. It only means Rav Hamnuna. But rather, if Ami Beirav on its own, that's Taka Rav Huna. If you have Rav Huna saying the name of Ami Beirav, then Rav Huna is saying the name of Rav Hamnuna. That's the choices here on the side. If you go back 10 lines in, you'll see he brings that from the Rashi. Ami Marava, when you have in the Gemara that they say in Marav in the West in Eretz Yisrael, that's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shol Chumitam, they sent a message from there, from Eretz Yisrael, that's Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. If you have Mochkolam Marava, that in Eretz Yisrael, they would kind of smirk and smile when they heard such a svara, such a halacha. That's Rabbi Lozer. Frank Timur, that's Rabbi Lozer. Shulchan Itam, the Divrei Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Back in Shulchan Itam, we said one line ago, that's Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. We once had in the Gemara, Shulchan Itam, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, and they said, according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, the halacha should be the following. Didn't you just say the Shulchan Itam? That is Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Therefore, says Gemara, Eipach, switch around these two last ones that we just had. Sholuch mitam, it's Rabbi Lozer. Machilu and Rava, that's Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. And now we go back to our Mishnah Rabbi Yisai, and it says the Mishnah, Kami Ebi Ebi Hei Ru'i Elis and Hedrin, May of the Esrim. We had a Machloikis. One man, the other says 120, the other says 230. Frank, May of the Esrim, May of the Tayyu. How did you get to this number of 120? And that means that for a city to have a Sanhedrin, it had to have a minimum of 120 Jewish inhabitants. Where do you get this figure of 120? So Tumar, I'll tell you. They all have to be locals, or at least corresponding to the locals in terms of their numbers. So Esrim Ushloisha Keneged Sanhedrin Tana, 23 is what you need for your Sanhedrin Tana, like we've had a number of times. And then you had three lines, which really means three rows of Talmidim, that are sitting there to learn from the whole judicial process, right? Every time there's going to be a litigation, or if there is no bezin going on that day, so then the 23 are at the front of the room, they're going to say shiurim and drashes and teach halacha, and these three shuris of Esrim Ushloisha, they're going to learn from them. And Rashi says that eventually, if they're going to need to replace one of the people on the 23 bezin, the person is not well, the person chas v'shalom passed away. So these would be the prime candidates from which you choose your future rabbanim and dayanim, etc. So you had 23, and then you had three times another. Shalishuri shal esem u'shlaisha. So it means 4 times 23 altogether. Simple math, 4 times 23, haritisha matarti is 92, right? If it would be 4 times 25, it would be 100, but you have to subtract 2 each time, so 4 times 2 is 8. So, bottom line, you have 92. And you have to have asara batlanin, shul beis haknesses. In Masechtas Megillah, it says that any shul, any community had to have asara batlanin. What was the reason for asara batlanin? So Amir is going to show us right now what the reason is of Sarbat Lanin, because you have to have a minyan. So they had people who were dedicated minyan people, said any time a person came into shul throughout the day, I need a minyan. No problem, we got 10 minyan, 10 people over here.
So you're
fulfilling the gemara. Thank you very much. Hopefully you'll be able to rejoin us momentarily.
Somebody once said that a person can't leave a shir to make a minyan.
That's probably where I know you're thinking about the person downstairs who now lives in Lakewood. Very good. You'll call him up, you'll discuss it with him. But for purpose of our Gemara said that the Masorah about Lanim shall basic nessus. The truth of the matter is that since these people are dedicated for minyanim, so then they won't have a problem of leaving the shir. That's their job, so to speak. Their job is to make sure that there's a minyan.
It's their employment.
It's employment, yeah. Okay, so I about lunch basic message. So now we're adding to the 92 another 10. Harimei Utrei. You have 100.
You have 120 people. They're all yeshiva boys. They're sitting and learning. What is...
They're observing.
Residents.
Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah Dav Beis Amid Beis. What is the minimum number of people in a community to warrant a Beis Amid Beis, two lines at the top. That's the first Madiyam.
Right.
Rav Nechemya says 230. Why can I get Tzorei Asor? We discussed that yesterday. Anyway, so minimum number of Jewish inhabitants in a city to warrant a Sanhedrin in that city of 23, you have to have at least 120 according to Tanakh.
Right.
Good. How do you get to the number 120? Why didn't say 100? Say 150, say 180, 10 times chai. Vos epis 120. So the Gemara is making a cheshbon now. Because in the judicial process, you have the equivalent of 120. How do you have that? Because you start off with 4 times 23 is 92. That's good. Then you have the asar batlanim that you have to have in the shul at all times to have minyanim. Is meyotrei, you have 102. Right? 92 and 10.
Yeah.
And then you have shnei sofrim. The Bezin has to have at least 2 scribes. Today we would call them 2 stenographers. One to write down the Divrei HaMechayvin, and one to write down the Divrei HaMezakin. So now we've had 2 plus 102. We get now to 104. Ushnei Chazon. Here Chazon doesn't mean Bali Tfila, one Davin Shachas, one Davin Musaf. But rather Chazon means these are the enforcers of the Bezin. Gemara yesterday referred to them as the Shotrim. Here Rashi says Ushnei Chazon. It's about 3/4 down the Rashi. Shamoshe Bezdin lehalkei sachayev. If Chas v'Shalom the Bezdin decided you get Malkus, so somebody has to give the Malkus. One of them is the Chazan. Okay. Sometimes if the Chazan doesn't daven so well, sometimes it feels like Malkus, right? Or the Hazmin bali dinim lidin. You have to have someone to summon all the people to come in. This plaintiff is calling summoning them, so that Shamis, he's one of the Chazanim. He goes and summons the people to come to the Bezdin. Okay, so far so good. So how much we have so far? We have now 106. We had 102. 2 sufferers, 104. 2 chazanos, 106. Now you have the shtei bali dinim. You have to have the litigants, the parties. If you don't have parties, you can't have a din Torah. So now you have 108. Ushnei edim, you have to have 2 edim. Those, that makes it 110. And you have to have shnei zomimin, ushnei zomimin. You have to have 2 more people that could be edim hamazimim to go and undo the testimony by saying, Imanu Hayisem, and then you have to have Zoyme Zoymin, 2 more that can say, Zoymin, how are you saying that the Edom Imanu Hayisem, you Zoymin, you were together with us? Now, why do you have to have the Zoymin and the Zoyme Zoymin? Because the Imara says elsewhere that any Edis is only considered to be kosher, bona fide Edis, if it's Edis Shiat Yochel Hazima. So therefore, you have to have at least 2 other people that any Edom that come into court will be Noivis to say any lies, because there are 2 others that are still at home that didn't come into court, who might say, how can you say that you were together with us in Chicago, and you weren't together with us at this time of the crime that was being testified to? And you have to change your mind, so the other 2 should be nervous about coming in to saying anything about the agent. So therefore, we started with 102. We added 2 sofrim, 104. we added two Chazonim, 106. Two Bali Dinim is 108. Two Edim is 110. Two Zoyim is 112. Sheyalan is Harid. Mayor of our base, we have 114 altogether. We're still missing six. Oh, Vitanya, we have a Brysa. If a city doesn't have the following 10 items, you're not going to live there. What are those 10? You have to have a bezin, which is makin v'oinshin, that has the ability to go and give malchus and to go and punish. In other words, a bezin of 23. V'kubishul tzedakah, and there has to be a pushka that is nigvis bishnayim. You have two gaboim that collected tzedakah. U'mischalekas bishloisha, and they distribute the funds and the alms with three people. And you have to have a base kinesis, of course. You can't live in a city without a shul. Or base amerchit, and you have to have a mikveh, and you have to have a base kisei, and you have to have a roife uman lavlar umalamet tenoikos. What are these four? A roife, we normally think, of course, is a doctor. Rashi says a roife means lomul tenoikos, someone who's capable of circumcision. So, of course, you could have just a moil, and you could have a roife that knows much more than circumcision. But you have to have a roife. You have to have an uman. Uman means a mekizdam, someone to let out blood. We don't know about these things today because you have high blood pressure, low blood pressure, pills and stuff like that. But in the good old days, to relieve blood pressure, they would let out blood. So you needed an uman. You need a lavlar. A lavlar means a soifer that is able to write svarim. We already had the two sofrim. Those two sofrim were two stenographers. Here we're talking about a person that can go and write books and letters and svarim, because most people at that time were not able to. And a malamit tenoy, because a malamit to go and learn with the children. Okay, mishum Rabbi Akiva amru af mine peira. If you want to go and live in a community, you have to make sure that there are peiras to eat. When you're able to eat fresh peiras, oh, that opens up your eyes, and you want to be a talmid chacham. You want to be a talmid chacham, you have to have nourishing food to be able to go and live. So how do we get a cheshvin of six? I see it. Irshiyesh basar dvar. So now, a bezin is not, before you left, we said that you need 120 residents of a community. Right. He only went through 114. And then we said, yeah, but we're going to find six more in this brice about the kol ir. So we're not going to include bezin, because the bezin is what we're talking about, right? So you have to have the bezin. But we're going to talk about the kubishul tzedakah. The Kubish of Tzedakah is Nigvis Mishnayim. You have to have two collectors, and you have to have Mischalekas Mishloisha, three people that are allocating and distributing. How much is 2 plus 3?
5.
So how much are we up to now?
119.
We need one more person.
One more.
Says our Gemara here at the end of this Braisa, wow, we needed to have a Roife Umen Lavo Emelamet Anoikis. Guess what? You can have one person who's tichtik who can do all four. And that's why Roife is referring to the moil. He only normally does moil shaft in the morning for breakfast, in other words, after davening. Like you don't have bris milah the whole day. And you have an uman when everybody calls you and says, I need to blood alet. Like katzole, he'll come. He doesn't come. The whole day is not busy with that. A lavler is a soifer. You need some, I should write for you, get. Or a shtar choyv or shtar mechira. Sure, make an appointment. You come over and you write it out. And Malamed will learn for a few hours with the kinder. Says Rashi, look at the last line of Rashi. Roife, Uman, Velavlo, Malamed, Chad, Gavra, Havlechom. One person is tichtik, you can do all four.
That's terrific.
Terrific. So you have now 119 plus one, you get to 120.
He's a man for all reasons.
So that, or instead of seasons, right.
Are we going to the end?
Oh, so the question is, should we stop over here, or should we finish the end of the parak? Let's finish the end of the parak. So Rav Chemia says in our Mishnah, 230, Keneged the Sori Asorais. Now, what does it mean, Keneged the Sori Asorais? Because it says in Parshas Yisroi, or as our friend likes to call it, Jethro, that Yisroi suggested to Moshe Rabbeinu you should have Sori Alofim, Sori Meois, Sori Chamishim, and Sori Asorais. What means Sori Asorais? One Sar for all 10 people. Right. So if you're having a Sanhedrin of 23, if you have one Dayan per 10, so 23 times 10 gives you 230. And that's why it's in the Mishnah, the minimum size of the sheet of the ear has to be 230, and not 120, 230 inhabitants, so that you can be Mekayim, the Sari Asaris, one Sar, one Shofet for every 10.
Sari is a Shofet?
But literally Sari means princes or ministers, right. But in this case it means Shoftim.
And with 230 you need a dentist.
230 you need a dentist. Okay. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rebbe have a third view. Not 120, not 230, but rather Masayim Vishim Vishiva. 277.
Oy.
Exactly. Vatanya, 277. Vatanya, Rebbe Oimer, Masayim Shim Mushmaina, 278. Laikasha Rabbi Yehuda Harabban. What's going on over here? Explain to Rashi. Remember we explained back on Yedzayin Amud Aleph that if you had a Bezdin Shokel, meaning you start off with 23, one of them said, Eineni Yodea, now you have 22, you keep on adding two plus two. But what's the maximum number that you can go and add? The Sanhedrin Ketana cannot be larger than the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Since the Sanhedrin Gedolah has, let's say, 71, the Sanhedrin Ketana has 23. How much is 71 minus 23?
Ah, that is 48.
48. That's if the Bezdin has 71. When the Bezdin only has 70, how much is 70 minus 23?
47.
Says our Gemara, that's the reason why you have to have either 277 or 278. To add 47 or 48 in a case where one of the Bezdin says, Eineni Yodea, one of the Dayanim. Wow. So you either add 47 to get up to a maximum of 70, or you add 48 to get to a maximum of 270. But I need all these individuals to go and add. So that's why instead of 230, he gets 277 or 278. Tana Rabbanan, we have now a Braisa. And we referred to the pasuk that we said earlier, Besamta Aleihem, and you should go and appoint Moshe Rabbeinu, different levels of courts, like you have today, you have the Court of Appeals, and you have the District Court, and you have the lower courts, and etc. And then you have the Supreme Court. Besamta Aleihem, sorry, Alofim, sorry, Meo Yisrael, Chamishim, sorry, Asaris. So how many do you have altogether? Now we know that at that time, Klal Yisrael had 600,000, right? That's the Pasuk tells us a couple of times. So sorry, Alofim, since you have to have one for every single thousand, so how much do you have? And you have Sheish Meos. You have 600, right? 600,000, so you have 600, each one per an elf, right? It's simple. Everybody has to remember 600. Sorry, Meos. For each 100, you also have to have one tzar. Since you have 600,000, so now you have to have sheishes alafas. Now you have to have 6,000, right? Because 6,000 times 100, 6,000 is around 600,000.
Yeah, just a zero.
Very good. So now how many do we have so far? We have the sheish meis for the sorry alafas, that's 600. And now for the sorry meis, we have sheishes alafas, so we have now 6,600, right? Everybody agrees, 6,600. Sorry, chamishim, you have to have shneim osur elef. Why shneim osur elef? Because you have per 50. So you're doubling for the, when you had the sorry meos, you had to have 6,000. For every 50, now you have to have 12,000. Right? Is that pretty simple?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So how many did you have before?
6,600.
We're adding to that now 12,000. So how much do we have now?
18,600.
So good that you're here with us. 18,600. Remember that. Okay. And now we get sorry asorois. How many do you have for the sorry asorois? We have sorry asorois. We have to have sheishes riboy. Now we have to have 60,000. Because 10 times 60,000 equals 600,000. Right? 60,000. Mm-hmm. How many do we have before?
We had 66.
We had 18,000.
We had 18,600.
18,600. If you add 18,600 now to 60,000, how much are you going to get?
78,000.
78,600. 78,600. Nimtzu Dayanei Yisrael, how many do you have altogether? Shivas Riboy, 70,000. Ushmoines Alofim, and 8, which is 78,000. Vishesh Meyos, and 600. So the Cheshvin Shtim. 78,600 Dayanim among all the 600,000 of Klaisa. They weren't all, of course, on the same elevated status. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about, they were this lower courts, and then the higher, and then the higher, and the higher. Right? So therefore, but all together, how many judges were there? 78,600. Had looked in the moment, and yet, Shem, we continue tomorrow. Wow. Wow.